This is John Batchelor. Conversation with colleague Scott Harold of the RAND Corporation, also teaches at Georgetown, about the newly elected head of the LDP, the dominant party in Japan, Takeuchi Sanai. Who is she? What does she represent? How did she win out against all the other candidates in a very large and boisterous party? Scott explains here there's much more tonight, but first, introducing Takeuchi Sanai, the leader of the LDP and presumed the next prime minister of Japan. More of this tonight.
Good evening, John and Gordon. Ms. Takeuchi's pedigree, John, is as a conservative member of the Liberal Democratic Party and an acolyte of the late Japanese Prime Minister Abe Shinzo. Ms. Takeuchi's real strength in this latest internal LDP party effort to choose the next head of the party, who, since the LDP is the largest party in the Diet, will be the next prime minister, was really twofold. First, she was the most conservative candidate in the election. And this comes at a time when the LDP has been hemorrhaging conservative votes over to another party called Sanseto, which has kind of sought to emulate parts of the MAGA ideology or movement. And the LDP as a conservative party is quite worried about losing votes to the right. So Ms. Takeuchi, as the most conservative candidate, was seen by many in the party as the best candidate to bring those votes back into the LDP. At the same time, her primary antagonist or competitor for the voting in this last round was the son of the former prime minister, Koizumi. Young Koizumi is seen as quite dynamic, but what I think you could say about this election is that Japanese were more comfortable voting for an older conservative woman than for a younger, more liberal man at the top of this party. Remember, this is not voting across Japan. This is simply LDP voters and the LDP legislative members who also got to vote. Finally, I would just point out that while Mr. Koizumi was seen as quite competitive right up until the last week, there was a major scandal in which some of his supporters within the party posted derogatory or critical remarks in a way that violates Japanese norms of political competition. And he took responsibility for that, even though he said, "I was unaware of this until it happened." But that helped to drive down his support at the last minute. So at any rate, we're seeing a very historic election with Ms. Takeuchi. She will become the first ever female Japanese prime minister. She has described herself as an emulator of Ms. Thatcher in the UK, and certainly wants to emphasize goosing the Japanese economy with substantial spending, including spending on defense to enhance the U.S.-Japan alliance.